Hey guys, this is Index from the Nerd Stuff Podcast. If you guys want this ad space for your company or product, you can send us an email over at info@c-esport.gg. That's info@sea-esport.gg. Thanks and enjoy the episode. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Nerd Stuff Podcast. Can we do it again? I bit my tongue.
No, we should keep it.
Oh my god!
Ouch. My name is Index.
Yeah,
we're keeping it, friends. Ouch. We're keeping it. Ouch. 23.
Good morning, everyone.
Episode 23. I'm with everybody. It's nice and hot. In the Philippines, it's been raining recently.
Southeast
here.
Asia, in general, tropical. By the way,
How hot is it there in Singapore right now, Chen? Because recently, it hasn't been raining.
Oh yeah. Okay. So, it constantly 9 degrees because of the humidity for the past, I would say, 3 days. But yesterday it rained, so today is feeling pretty cool and pretty happy. Pretty upbeat, as you can hear from my voice. And yeah, life's good.
Maybe you just had a lot of sleep. Also, the rest of the guys here, Scrun and Greg.
Hello.
How have you been, friends?
I'm pretty tolerant with heat, so I don't mind as much as long as I get to take a bath and cleanse myself.
Yeah.
So as long as I don't.
So you used to stay in Cebu, right?
Yeah.
College.
College. I've actually been to all three parts of Philippines because I took 2 years of high school in Mindanao.
Oh, I didn't know
that. I took college in Visayas. Then I grew up in.
Well traveled. Scrun is well traveled.
So yeah, that's why I know most of foreign languages. Like I understand a bit of Waray, I understand a bit of Chabacano. And I can speak Bisaya.
Oh, Mr. Worldwide here.
I know.
In the house.
But worldwide, but
yeah.
Because I remember going to Cebu and I don't know if you were there when the SM was built probably.
Yeah,
the one near the
by the sea,
the bay. Yeah,
seaside.
Cause it's so hot. Oh my god!
It wasn't there before when I was still in college. And it wasn't as traffic before there when I was still in college. There wasn't even a Mineski there or a TNC when I was still in college.
Yeah.
They were all locally owned ones.
You come back every so often in Cebu, I think.
Not as much. I went back there to settle a few things, like get the church we need for our wedding.
Wedding?
Yeah.
Hey.
Which was cancelled, is it?
No, it's not.
Not yet. It's still a pretty long way. It's just that we're having trouble getting the fitting done, especially for Erica's gown.
Oh, yeah. Dang. Yeah, my friends, my distant cousin, I guess, his wedding got cancelled because it was in June.
Oh, that's pretty near.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he just cancelled it ahead, and it's like it's a bit sad for him because he spent so long planning it since last year.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh man, it's tough.
I mean, not only weddings, like everybody's plans get ruined.
Isn't that the new meme template? You know, me and then 2020.
Yeah. Do you think life will get back to normal after this lockdown?
Nah. There's
after the lockdown, no.
I agree with what people are saying that there's a new normal. As to what that new normal would be, I'm not pretty sure what.
Hope from now onwards we can just all work from home, and then we have a generation of children that are actually better.
Or a generation of children that actually want to work outside. It's gonna go full
circle. Yeah, right.
Yeah, like our generations, like the ones like I want to work from home.
Yeah. Honestly,
and they're like, can I go out, please?
Yeah, they're, jeez, yeah, mom. See? Yeah, why are you all stuck inside playing video games? I want to go out and play like real basketball.
All right. I just want to touch base with Greg as well. You know, is your wedding getting canceled too?
What?
The Discord wedding.
The Discord wedding.
Nah.
Yeah. For context, for context, Red was joking around wedding proposals on our Discord server, which you guys should join, by the way.
Hey.
So yeah.
What are you gonna do? You're just gonna leave the link.
We can put the link on the.
In the Spotify.
All right. Sure.
Yeah.
Use it for your voice chat.
Yeah. Yeah, we should start doing that. Actually.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'll do it. I'll
join us.
We do have
join
some
us.
Listeners in the Discord, which are
shout out
already regular.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, we have like Kai.
Hey.
Hey, he's a good dude. I casted with him.
Hey.
Cool. Oh, is that the cool same Kai?
I think so. Yeah.
Ooh. Join our Discord server and give me your suggestions for wedding proposals.
Very fantastic. Wonderful. Very cool. All right, friends. Okay. Lots of stuff here for us as usual, and I really wanted to lead off with some controversy in the Philippine streaming scene. God knows you need a hazmat suit. Be even be safe.
Toxic. It's toxic.
Man, there's no PPE that would like.
It's so toxic that the fumes can be seen from Singapore.
Yeah.
All right. So the latest debacle happened a few days ago with a streamer. Should we name the streamer, or should we just like refer to it as the streamer?
I mean, I don't want to give.
He got it pretty like, bad. Really.
No, I mean, yeah, but the headside, like, there's always like that. Do you want to give them notoriety? Like,
let's not mention his name.
Yeah,
let's
see?
Just call him
that guy. See, that's why. Like, it's not. I don't want to promote such behavior.
Okay.
So that's why.
Yeah, it's like the murderer headlining his own article.
Yeah. Right. So we have to give him a nickname. Hmm. Please decide.
I don't know.
How about?
Oh, I wanna say $2.
Okay, I was going for Mr. 200.
Oh, okay, but $2 is more international.
Yeah, $4 technically. $4.
$4? Okay.
Yeah, because
let's call it $4. Yeah. Let's call it $4.
All right.
Okay, $4.
So it's Mr. $4. 4D.
4D.
4D, yeah. Bring some Singapore context into it.
All right, great. 4D. 4D, the streamer from the Philippines. And recently he asked for some help editing his videos. You know, and he offered a whopping $4 for efforts.
You should give context,
video.
Man.
Per video.
You should give context. The video would last for how
no,
many
honestly,
minutes?
Start like NASA. Ask me if we're gonna cover it. He linked me to it. It's like, yeah, I know about it. Or are we gonna cover it? Just to let this out. And I was like, it feels like tabloid-ish. We're gonna cover it. But now that it's gotten when it was starting, right? And he was still just talking about it. But now that
when
it's
you
gotten
could have
this,
broken,
yeah,
thief, Ron, jeez.
No, now that they now that it's gotten this big. That's why, you know, it's like I'm okay with talking about this. It's gotten this big that you it's actually affected people.
You wanted him to die a quiet death without disturbing the lives of other people. So that's why you didn't cover it. I get it. You were being noble. I get it. Okay.
All right, going back to Mr. 4D. He had some pretty interesting requirements for his videos. 50k bitrate apparently.
1080p.
Pardon, 1080p.
Damn.
60 FPS.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. You're gonna
burn your PC.
It's not really that tough to render, honestly, if you have a decent PC, but still, you know,
yeah,
$4.
1080p 60 frames per second is okay. It's the 50K bitrate that it's gonna take mm-hmm. take a while for you if you don't have a high end PC.
Also, how are you gonna upload that thing, man?
Oh man, yeah, you're right.
Internet, dude.
And the transfer as well. He's gonna transfer the files to you, then you're going to transfer him the files again.
The problem is the what he's requesting is like, what, 2 minute highlight? But you're gonna be scrubbing, what, 4 hours of his
hours?
Stream?
Oh my god.
Oh man.
So,
that's crazy.
Like, let's say minimum of 4 hours, because normally streams for partner streamers, their minimum stream time is 4 hours. So you're gonna be scrubbing through 4 hours of his stream looking for something to crunch into a 2 minute highlight.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun. That's what I was thinking too. Ugh.
And for $4? Come on. How much is like a chicken rice in Singapore, Chen?
Oh, we're using Singapore as a standard now. I thought we were gonna use Philippines, but $4. Yeah, it'll buy you like a coffee shop chicken rice, but not a mall chicken rice.
So it's like a value meal there.
Yeah, yeah. No, a value meal is like $6.
Oof.
Mm. So you're out of luck.
Yeah.
You won't be able to treat yourself after Mr. $4 is done with you. That's for sure.
And for scrubbing 4 hours of video content? Man. Oh.
You'll be working for 50 cents an hour? No, $1 an hour. Nice.
Mm.
No, that doesn't involve you trimming it and then, you know, exporting it. There's another
I think the second part of the controversy is that he himself is a creative, right? He's a content producer and he has no sympathy for the editor. He treats the editor like as if it's a very simple job.
I wanna be the other side here, because I understand why he thinks that it only takes him 30 minutes, like when he does it, because technically it's his content, it's his stream. He knows where the minutes are. For example, at like an hour after, like I got this good headshot when I was playing, I can just go there directly and trim it, cut it, then at this point in time, I remember I had like a good play as well. So that's why he explains like it's so easy. But if you're gonna hire someone to do that for you, they have to really watch your whole stream, because they have to know like which part of the highlight which part of the stream should be highlighted.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's like it's not gonna be as easy as he says it would be.
I think I like the strat that Bulldog did. I'm not sure if it's intentional that he took one of his like viewers and made him his editor, his, you know, YouTube guy,
mm-hmm.
YouTube editor, because that kind of, you know, cuts what Ron was saying.
Yeah,
which is like, you know, he was already watching anyway, so why not pay him to work for, you know, pay him to basically watch you
watch the stream and then edit. Yeah. Right?
So I think, I don't know if that's intentional, but I think that's pretty good. You know, he could have gone that route, and you know, even like if you're being contacted by, you know, the streamer that you're watching, that's kind of like a cool thing as a fan.
Yeah, especially if you have like 400k likes on your Facebook.
But I doubt he's getting
find someone.
But I doubt Bulldog's editor is getting low-balled price.
He makes a lot of money.
Yeah,
because if he's getting low-balled, there's going to be a scandal or something.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, so there's a second part to this drama, wherein he released an apology letter.
Yay!
So Mr. 4D released an apology letter, and yes,
the first part was when he was acting.
When he was defending himself.
Yeah, defending himself on stream.
Okay, so we really want to flesh it out. All right.
Go into it. Let's go.
We're diving into it. We're destroying it.
Yeah.
Deconstructing the entire meltdown.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Ron, like bring us through it.
As a Singaporean, you can even as a Singaporean, you can feel Blake's hatred towards towards the.
No, I have no hatred for him.
Fine, D.
Predator PH sponsor me, thanks.
Hey,
I know you have a slot open now.
Wait, what? Who? Okay, we need to shout out another brand.
Asus.
Asus RG. Hey.
Hey. You guys want to hear my Corsair soundless keyboard?
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
I have a Zowie mouse now. You want to see it?
So, yeah. So, he was very defensive about his action on his stream. And because the reason why I'm mentioning this is because it transitions into the apology letter. So, basically, the apology letter came the day after. After his tirade, like that, I think that's what I'd call it, his tirade on stream. And then what people did basically is replace his apology letter with a transcript of what he said on that, on his stream, like on that, his short tirade about being judged or being bashed or hated for his actions. So yeah, that's why people feel like the apology letter was PR constructed, which is understandably so. And actually it was funny because people were saying that his apology letter consisted of 50% apologizing to brands
owning him, but we don't know. 4D is, maybe you can keep some of his stuff.
Yeah,
who knows?
So you can pay 200, right?
Yeah.
you should meet up with him in person at a fan meetup and give him $4 and then take a selfie.
Oh my god,
I love the memes that have come out.
Yeah, the bill with his face, the 200,
yes, the 200 peso bill. Man,
educate uneducated person about the memes. How many? What other memes are there?
I don't want to say it.
The transcript, the bill, and basically, there's also the 200. 100 thieves turned into 200 P.
Yeah. And there are a lot of that are like just sending the advisory from Predator, dropping him.
Yeah, and it's also quite ironic on his part that he was looking for content. Then he became the content to be dealt with by all the other content creators, which is basically bankrolling on his downfall.
Oh my god.
You have multiple people, multiple streaming personalities, even just regular people just making memes about him. That's basically content about him, when, you know, it was ironically he himself was looking to create more content for himself.
He got what he wanted, except is the wrong kind of content, right?
Yeah.
Getting called out. I think, I don't know, is it a culture there that you guys love calling out other people?
I think that's just the new generation.
Yeah, it's
Twitter cancel culture.
Yeah, Twitter cancel culture.
Yeah.
Did you guys have any thoughts about this? Because I wanted to close this out with something that I watched on this video.
Are we still going to talk about it? Because I think we're just beating a dead horse, man.
Yeah, it's not really a dead horse because it always happens, right? Like, video editors and writers are amongst the most underpaid in this industry, and they're constantly being exploited by content creators because a lot of these video editors and even writers, they don't know the value of their work. So I think a really good approach to this is actually to take the how much you want to be paid by hour approach for all those video editors and writers watching this podcast, actually value your own time per hour. Mm. And then when a content creator comes and asks you for your services, give them the breakdown and then start to negotiate from there. Because ultimately, if you want to do this as a job, you know, it's got to feed you too. You just can't, you can't keep doing it for exposure and for free.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Okay, so I wanted to end this. Something I noticed. So a lot of his highlight videos, and I think this is what he really wanted to do. A lot of his videos are like 30-second clips of him 1v4ing, you know, clutching and stuff like this. So it's literally just one, you know, one scene. And one of the guys in his video said, it's a good point. Why don't you just go to Fiverr? Which is, you know, like where you pay people like $5 amount to just like edit your videos for you. And I think it's a fair assessment, right? There's a service
absolutely
for it. And like obviously like five is the minimum minimum purchase. Like obviously there are gonna be tiers above, so like why don't you just double it like $10?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a even quality. I think that's a fair solution to this that probably he didn't think of.
That's true.
Very fun, 40. We had fun with you, but unfortunately we have to you know,
memes
move fast.
Yes.
And the meme has died.
So. There will be a new meme next week.
Which is Artifact is dead.
Hey! But alive!
Resurrected. Back from the dead, like Jesus Christ.
That's the meme. That's the meme there.
That is the meme. Artifact Beta 2.0 has been announced. So the signups have already started. I have signed up.
I have signed up.
Artifact 2.0. Yep. We are owners of Artifact. Day one, unfortunately.
pre-purchased,
yeah, it's fun. I'm really excited about this Artifact new stuff, because that's from what I've been reading from like Suns fan, he's very, you know, like he spent a lot of his time with Artifact. He hedged his bets that this would be a good game, and it was. Unfortunately, the esports scene didn't seem to agree with him, but yeah, Artifact 2.0. Any reactions at all?
There's not much to react, because there's not much to see yet. They haven't really disclosed anything yet. I'm excited that... Well, not excited. I'm just happy they didn't right off drop it. It's a very Valve thing to do, to just drop a feature.
Now they could have Team Fortress 2.
Yes. Even just any feature, you know, anything like... What, Tartide, Deer Beast, whatever it is that they did once and people are happy with it, they just never really cared ever again. It's like I'm just happy they haven't forgotten about Artifact.
Yeah.
How about our non-Artifact boys?
I mean, I think the game just needs a 2, like Dota 2 and Team Fortress 2 and
Artifact 2.
Yeah.
I think Valve games, the best ones are always the second one, like Portal 2, Team Fortress 2.
Yeah, every 2, man.
Dota 2, yeah.
But they'll never have their 3.
Yeah. I think we're onto something.
Mm.
2 is the ultimate number, and 3 is when it all goes to shit.
Half-Life 2.
Yeah.
No, so 3 hasn't happened yet. 3 is when it doesn't exist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. When it's cancelled.
It's cancelled.
Hey, I'm excited for you guys, man.
Yep. I'll let you know. Maybe I'll let you play.
Cool.
Interesting. Maybe I'll let you log into my account and play Artifact. So you can experience it just a bit. I would like for it to have a mobile version.
Oh.
Yeah, nice. Right off the bat.
Like, have you guys seen the screens for the new Artifact? Because all 3 lanes fit into one screen now.
Yes. Yeah. I think
wow.
I think that's the default.
Nice.
No, there's, I mean, the 3 lanes are still, you know, present. You can still, I think, look at them individually, but the default view is you see everything.
Like a map.
So, yeah, there's some stuff like that. Very interesting with the 3-lane setup. All right, next topic is Battle Pass. Battle Pass news. Vikram is released next week. So what is it, 23? So early next week, which is like 25, 26, 27, Battle Pass comes out, friends.
Are your wallets ready?
Yeah.
Probably not gonna buy it. I don't know. Yeah. I just don't play enough Dota 2 anymore. Mm-hmm. But I still want to support.
I'll probably get the base.
Yeah, you won't get the level 100 one?
No, I'm not. Just the base, most probably. Well, it depends. If it has the base expensive. The base is 10 USD, I think.
Yeah, the base is just 10.
Level 75 or something.
Then there's
you should get the 100 one because the value for money is so much higher.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
I mean, I guess runs, right? If
donate to our Nerd Stuff link and get us all level 100 bet of us.
I leave my bank account just on the Spotify.
Yeah.
Send us, you know, we accept all forms of payment. Yeah, you tell us where you want to send it and we'll set it up.
Yeah. You could even pay us using mouse pads.
We should have a coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
we all love coffee, so we should have a coffee.
Yeah.
Do y'all drink coffee on a regular basis, like every day?
I mean, I'm pretty sure you know the answer.
I mean, I'm drinking coffee right now, so.
Yeah, same.
My answer. My answer depends on the definition of coffee.
Yeah,
I mean, okay, instant coffee is included.
Okay, well, we are not being snobs on the podcast because we are a very accepting bunch.
Okay.
And a very welcoming bunch because we welcome all your donations. Yeah, except in the link below.
Except people that cook their steak well done.
Oh, man, are we being racist? Are we being a divisionist now? Sorry.
I mean, it's well done. Look,
I mean, there are people who wants to chew their meat, you know.
Honestly, the people who met who eat well done steaks, they are mostly rich people.
Really?
Yeah.
So, for real?
Yeah, I know a lot of like well off, really well off people that well done.
I guess you can't buy morals.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, you have so much money, you can do whatever you want. I think that's the mindset.
Yeah,
that's true. But I know a guy that always gets his. If he gets anything lower than that, his stomach gets.
Oh upset. Yeah. Right.
That's
right.
Yeah.
Some people just can't take it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, while we are talking about steaks, this other day I had a aged steak.
Aged?
Dry aged steak.
Aged. Okay, aged.
Dry aged steak, right? It's like the fat like half a year ago.
Ooh.
So it's really good. Really, like if you guys can get your hands on it. So dry aging basically is like you take the steak and then you put some aging agents on it. It could be like culture, it could even be you dousing it in alcohol or using some kind of pickling agent. And then you just leave it in a dry aging freezer for like a few months. And after a few months, you eat it and the taste is really concentrated.
So you don't have to cook it anymore?
Oh, you have to cook it, of course.
What does a dry aging freezer look like? Why is it very
simple? Oh, it's just a normal freezer that has a controller. I think it's definitely available in Philippines. Like, there will be people who sell it. They're selling either the dry aging kits or selling the dry aged steak itself.
Yeah, I'm actually just searching right now.
Yeah, it's really good.
There is a Facebook page, Dry Aged Manila.
Yeah, don't make it well done though. It's going to be a waste of the taste. So have fun, guys. Dry aged steak.
Hey, sponsor us.
Contact them. Contact them, Dry Aged Manila, and ask for a sponsorship. And then send some over here.
Thanks, Dry Aged Manila.
All right, friends. Steak talk. Top it off. What is the doneness of the meat?
Oh, who's starting? Am I starting? I take my medium rare. Yeah. So.
Medium well, I guess. For me, that's the most.
Yeah, 10% in
You got your toes. You got your toes. Yeah. In.
No, it's it's on that. Yeah, on the bridge.
Yeah.
Red.
Medium rare.
Ah.
Because of Gordon Ramsay, man.
I know you were my friend for something.
Yeah. The only reason why you were friends, right?
Medium rare stick. That's the only reason.
You're honestly, I don't what even know the friendship. Difference. Sometimes I just say medium rare, medium well, but it doesn't. Mm. It really depends on the person cooking it. Either way.
Yeah, I don't eat steak often enough that I can. Or eat good steaks often enough that I can really tell the difference between medium well, medium and medium rare.
Yeah.
I just like my steaks, you know, not fighting my tongue and my teeth.
Because sometimes I don't say medium well because I'm scared that they're gonna well it.
Just say medium, right?
Yeah, that's a safe bet.
Because when you say medium well and you include the medium, it's like, oh, this guy might like it well done. It's like, no.
We should go to a steakhouse someday, you know.
Oh, I have one that's really
good. Oh, let's go to the Wagyu. If I come over, let's go to the Wagyu one first.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. For
near
sure.
The studio.
Oh, my God. For sure. Mm.
And you can see how everyone really likes their beef.
Yeah.
If any one of you makes any well done Wagyu, I'll know that you're lying. You're just a faker.
It's a Wagyu.
We can't help it.
No,
it cooks easily.
Yeah, it's so fast.
Depends. It's like, oh, okay, I gotta take this. Depends if, I'm pretty sure there are some that will escape. We just normally order a lot, then just. Put it on grill.
Just put in the grill, right?
Yeah, man.
There was an advisory from our health department, and it said that we should cook our meat, like really cook our meat.
Oh,
because
no.
Of COVID, so.
How many well done steaks would there be?
No steaks until further notice.
Yeah.
See, you know what else is nothing until further notice or LAN events.
Yeah.
So. Man. Here we go. More online events.
Yeah.
SCA Dota 2, 1 Esports, 100K.
Whew,
very
that's
cool.
That's a
it's
lot.
Like major, right? Oh, no. The majors are like 300K.
No. This basically is the one that's replacing Singapore major.
Mm. Oh.
1 Esports, same organizers.
Yeah.
Ooh.
No, actually not. Organized by 1 Esports, organized
by
IO
Esports. Powered
by IO Esports.
Yeah, and if you guys don't know the story of IO Esports, they're basically used to be Maneski, Maneski MY, but they split off into their own branch and created their own organization, IO Esports. Now, a fun fact about IO Esports is that they are working with JJ Lin, on their own esports team called SMG. So you can check it out.
Yeah,
shout out to JJ Lin, sponsor us. Thank Mobile you very Legends, much, man. Hello, Singaporean. Come on, I'm gonna invite him on the show, and then you guys are gonna fanboy over him because you know JJ Lin wrote the piano score for Dota 2, right? He has his own music pack.
I remember him.
Absolutely. So come on, guys, we can get on JJ Lin's level, and then he'll
please
sponsor us.
Give us something, anything, and we'll talk about you.
Yes, even instant coffee.
Overdrying
steaks.
Yes, Ron.
No, nothing. I just like this full circle of it all. But it's interesting to see another thing about IO Esports is they after announcing 1 Esports powered by IO Esports, they also announced IO Esports Philippines, which I think will be spearheaded by the guys from Lupon.
Lupon of
WXC Wombo
X Combo,
one of the bigger Dota 2 studios here.
Yeah, man, let me tell you a story about me meeting Nico for the first time.
All right.
Okay.
I was at the KL major, so I went there. It's my first ever official work project with Meta.us. So what I did there was a booth. So if you guys have ever met me, I'm pretty tall and I guess I look like an entrepreneur. So once Nico came to the booth, he was like, "Oh, Alan!" And then he ran to me, and I was like, "Okay, since he's running to me, it'll be awkward to tell him, hey, I'm not Alan. I'm I'm a community guy." So I just ran up to him and just hugged him. He's like, "Oh, how are you, Alan? And you're doing well?" I was like, "Yeah, Nico, I'm doing great."
You just played it off.
Right. I didn't, yeah, of course. I was so happy. He was so happy to see me. I was like, "Ah, I'll catch you later, Alan." Then as he was leaving, right, because I didn't have the heart to continue fooling him. Yeah. So I just said, "Hey, Nico, I'm Itzy, actually. I'm the community guy, but since Alan is back in Singapore, but I'm sure you'll meet him one day." And then he was like, "Oh, he was a bit crestfallen." But he had such a warm welcome for Alan because at the time we were one of his first few clients when he started Project Lupon. So I understand the love. But yeah, Nico is a really warm and very kind person.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like a big brother to everyone at Lupon, so
yeah,
they have a lot of respect for him.
Nico is a great guy.
Yeah, that's why his IGN is Kuya Nick, right? Like just a brother to everybody, right?
Yeah, older.
Yeah. And it's awesome to see him do well.
Yes.
Hey, good luck, man. Good luck.
Yeah, I remember we visited him on his. When he was still staying in Cavite, when he still had his house there.
Yep. I was there too. Mm. I remember. Man, they just had like minimal everything.
Yeah.
In that house.
No, there's no AC, right? No AC.
Yeah, it was him and Otto.
There wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Started from the bottom and now he has his own clothing line.
Ooh!
He's constantly sold out when he goes to exhibitions. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Big the phenomenon. Convention sales, man.
That just, you know, proves that hard work and determination can lead to success. Hey. Just like our podcast. Let's go.
Hey, 23 episodes in. We'll talk about your stuff.
Yeah, IO Philippines. We sponsor.
Yes. Oh, we didn't even talk about the teams, guys. So.
Who are the invited teams for the 1 Esports Dota 2 League?
Come on, here we go. Team of Droid, Boom Esports, Fnatic, Geek Fam, Reality Rift, T1, and TNC Predator. So, of course, the big boys.
I mean, yeah, those are the names you'd normally see. I don't see Mushi's team, CR. Which is, they're the
IO together? Esports. I mean, if they still exist, I think we'll see them at the qualifier 1. But I'm
interesting that they were dropped so fast. We actually didn't talk about it. We don't even know. That's why we didn't talk about it. Because they just suddenly disappeared.
Yeah.
Suddenly IO Esports team just suddenly vanished. I don't know if they were dropped or they left. So I'm not sure.
I think if anything they would be folded into SMG, but since they are so quiet about it, they might be trying to form a new roster around Mushi. But what I'm hung up about is actually the T1 roster. Because recently I've seen, I think they acquired In Your Dream. And
yes, lots of Singaporeans.
I've seen Polosan do a lot of... I've seen a lot of streams from, I think, Thailand or something. But and it's one of their players, so I don't know what happened to their roster, whether they're still intact or not. But we'll see, I guess.
Hmm. Is Hades still with T1?
No, he left after one month.
Whoa.
I saw one of his tweets recently. He's Hades Dota, and then he said, "I guess I'm Hades MLBB now."
Oh man.
Oh no.
That's the thing about trying to survive in the esports world, like real talk, right? Is you have to be versatile and you have to just go where the opportunities are.
Yeah.
It's like when Valorant was out, we were all joking about, you know, us being Valorant talent, but it was really more reflecting the reality that, you know, you need to be where the opportunities are.
We're not joking. Not joking, freak.
Oh, you see, it's funny because it's real. You see, that's how the best comedians work, right?
Yeah.
Like Dave Chappelle and... Actually, Dave Chappelle.
It's Bill Burr. He's very angry.
Oh yeah, Bill Burr is Bill Burr. Absolutely.
More leagues of Capcom Pro Tour has officially announced to be online. Scrawn,
of course.
The Capcom Tour. You're our FGC guy.
I mean, it's they're just following on Evo's footsteps. And there's really no way they could continue the Capcom Pro Tour on basically the real schedule they had, because Capcom Pro Tour is already set in stone, like up until June or August.
The 2020 season.
Yeah, they have a season schedule basically. So there's already events lined up for it. But basically, all those got canceled, and now they're all switching to online. Which is there's the netcode issue again. Street Fighter.
Of course.
I mean, they're not.
Oh yeah.
They're not the.
It's not the best, right?
Yeah, it's not the best. It's not also the worst in FGC netcode. It's playable online. It's not like Smash, at least.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's hard. It's far from ideal, right?
It's like... far from ideal. Mm. And also, the whole allure of the whole FGC scene is to be a little bit more in your face.
Yeah. And, you know, when you're in person, you actually play differently. So there's actually going to be 18 online regional tournaments, which kicks off at the North American East region on June 6th. So they're going to do regionals and then into directly qualifying into the World Cup itself. Now, one thing about what I've seen from online events in Singapore is that even though the netcode is far from ideal, I think these players are getting more and more. Like, there are just more and more players, right? I've seen the registrations just go up steadily. So I think
it's an easy entry, right? FGCs are meant to be easy entry.
Yeah, it's very encouraging.
I see.
I think Capcom's just trying to capitalize right now.
Yeah, I see it a lot on like FGC groups that I lurk on, where people just exchanging, like, you want to spar, you want to scrim, you want to at least get.
Oh
good.
Man!
Yeah. So.
Yeah. That's very heartwarming, but I've seen the Filipino Tekken group, man, is far from heartwarming. It's like the exact opposite of FGC. It's like people calling each other out and posting their humiliation of their opponents.
That used to be the case in the Street Fighter group for Philippines. There used to be a guy who likes calling out. Because basically, I think, he has some point. Because basically, Tekken is the most popular FGC in the Philippines, right? And so this guy is saying that, we have so many people here, like, exchanging online codes, playing online, but they don't come out when there's like LANs and everything. So like, he's basically calling out the players that are just boasting about being good, but they're only playing online.
So you want them to come out to the LANs?
Yeah, I want them to come out to the LANs. So basically, he starts challenging people to, like, come on, like, let's put a wager on it. So he was playing Devil's Advocate. His tone was very antagonistic on all his posts. Basically, he was playing the villain to the heel to get people to go out. I'm not sure if he's really that way in real person, because I don't know him. But all the tone of his post is basically calling out the players and making them, go out. Like, you say you're good.
Yeah, just antagonistic in general.
Why don't you come over to this shop and, we can duke it out.
Yeah, I guess his worst nightmare has come true, because everything will be online now. There will be four different regions, North America, Asia, Latin America, and Europe. And we can actually have six representatives from Asia and only four from each of the other regions. So I think Korea all the major regions are over here, so I guess that's why we have so many slots. But I'm looking forward, man. Like, what are the Philippine talents in all these Capcom games?
Street Fighter, yeah. Not exactly that good.
Tekken's the main game.
Tekken, we place high, especially with AK and Dojin. Especially if we don't have anyone who's made it to, I think, top 8 for Filipinos in a long while.
Yeah, us two in Singapore, man. Our boy Sien is like... Oh yeah, I mean, he's top 4 a few times, but we always want him to win. So
at least you have someone who basically that's why I know, because CN is always the only Southeast Asian.
He's constantly top four, top eight.
Because when I want to cover it on C-Sport, like it's really just still CN who's in the Southeast.
Yeah, man, you're right.
Carrying the whole Southeast Asia.
Can you imagine like for the Philippines, like maybe, you know, the next generation, there's gonna be like big FGC fans, like, you know, Tekken's still a big thing, and like there's a Filipino, you know, like the, like when he has games, like everything stops, like Manny Pacquiao. Remember when his fights were big?
Oh man!
Like every time that he has a, you know, Tekken World Tour kind of like level of competition, like everything just stops, like, kind of just.
You know what should happen? They should have a Manny Pacquiao fighter in Tekken. They'll blow up the whole game, man.
It's Steve.
We already have Josie.
We need Manny. More. Like, he needs to be Manny in Tekken.
Yeah, and make him like a mentor for
So Bishojo Manny Pacquiao as well. Because we had a Bishojo.
How? We don't need a young one. We need like a middle-aged one.
Like, how do you make a Bishojo?
Oh my god.
Because basically you had Jose Rizal.
Ron has been watching too much anime.
Yes.
Due to the lockdown. Fiance is
Japanese, so have a pass.
Yeah, but he watches
Weeb in real life too? Oh my god, Ron. Yeah. Become
he watches K-drama.
Yeah.
That's
the way you describe everything.
So, yeah, you have that. What do you guys think of that? Let that sink in.
That's a little weird. Other weird stuff. The EG crest has been released.
Why do you call it a crest? New it's branding. A logo.
Yeah. No, but... I mean, that is the crest, but they still have the evil geniuses, like the text thing.
Oh, yeah. At the bottom. The logo, text.
The text logo. Mm. Yeah. So, you guys like it?
I'm indifferent about it. What I like is their approach with it. They basically really embrace the word evil, and so basically they've become evil to even like playful evil, not evil.
Even their tweets,
like they I think the most recent one is they posted a tweet and saying the first one to comment gets a jersey from the new evil geniuses, and basically turned off comments.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a lot of Twitter accounts doing that right now, but
yeah, but it's more relevant to their name, right? It's the evil, the playful evil.
I guess.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
So that's why they're embracing the word evil more.
Live evil.
Yeah, but what do you guys think of the new crest? So I've seen some designers take a crack at redesigning the crest again.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like, I don't know. What do you guys feel that all these designers trying to have input and changing the crest looks like?
If you're a creative or maybe a designer, you would appreciate the output, and you could also put some, you know, your opinions on it.
Yeah, that's basically their opinions visualized.
It's their take, yeah.
That's their because they can't put, maybe they can't put their opinion in text form, so they put their opinion in visual form.
That's a good answer.
It's a good way to put it.
I think there's a lot of animosity still because like the original EG,
you know,
it's because like the original EG logo is just too iconic. You know, imagine if Navi just completely overhauled their
brand. Man, no, please. Oh, that right? would be a nightmare.
Right.
And then next thing you're gonna tell me Dandy is gonna leave Navi.
Or if you replace the iconic horse in Team Liquid's logo.
Team Liquid,
That would be pretty bad. So like even if it's like the best, technically, like objectively the best thing that could make, you know, design wise that you could go, it's still gonna fall short.
It's just gonna have that nostalgia factor everyone is like, oh yeah, you know, the old logo is better. But even Alex Garfield, the previous owner of EG, he tweeted out his support for the new crest. So I think we're all squared away and good now. The tea has been settled. It's gone cold. There's not
last time he had very
oh man, he was like, oh, no respect for the legacy. Jesus Christ.
And the video, the announcement, the release video of the crest says all of the big achievements of EG. And that's it's a way how to honor the legacy, I guess.
Yeah. And I like how they took inspiration from the previous logo.
Yeah.
I think the graphic that explains the crest has become a bit of a meme.
Oh,
like, over
yeah.
the weekend, I saw some really good ones.
Yeah, I saw
Team Secret. Man, they're really killing it with their Twitter. I think it's Mither Meepo or somebody that's handling
Secret
their...
is run by Mither Meepo right now. Yeah.
Yep. So yeah, the memer himself. So I love it. All right, on to some CSGO news. I know you guys love CSGO. Glaive has benched himself from Astralis, you know, number one team in the world right now. He benches himself for some health reasons. He's been replaced by Yugi temporarily. So it's not so much I want to talk about Astralis. I think this is a good time for pro players to take leaves like this. You know, to take care of their health.
Yes, take leaves, try some Valorant.
Right. Yeah. What y'all think? Should more players?
It's a good mental. It's good for your mental health.
Especially with the virus going on, you know.
Yeah, there's no big tournaments going on, so I think it's a good time for players to kind of step back, you know, just like being a pro.
Spend some time.
Take a rest. Take a break. Gotta rest those muscles.
I mean,
pro
not
is kinda
only
crazy.
Not only pros, man. Even the like us are regular dudes. Take some time to, you know, distress. Spend some time with your families.
Yes.
Or
I know.
Some McDonald's.
I know. A lot of my friends are like, you're not allowed to take a leave on while it's still quarantined because you're just in the house, right? So, because like they could use it like after the quarantine. Like,
yeah.
Dude, just use it if you're feeling kind of sick or you don't want to work a certain day.
Yeah.
All right. FPS, more FPS. I don't know, Freak posted this. Amazon's Crucible has been announced.
Whew. Yeah, it was released. Today is the 23rd. So it was released 3 days ago. And
wow.
The fact that you guys don't even know about it, it's like, look, when Valorant released, everyone was hyped about it. Valorant more, let me play it. And then Amazon just releases their own, I guess, version of Overwatch, and no one gives a damn. I was like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah, I just read this today. I guess I'm gonna try it out. Why not? Is it available in C?
It's available on Steam, and it's free to play.
Yep, downloading it in a bit.
But is the servers here?
It's Steam.
You know,
it's running on
Steam, dude.
Where's the Steam server here?
Singapore. Yeah.
Singapore or Philippines? So
yeah.
Either way.
No, there's only Singapore. When you go Dota, there's only Singapore, Japan, and Australia for Dota.
Yeah, but it's Amazon, dude. AWS Cloud is everywhere.
Yeah.
Yes, servers everywhere. And
except Philippines, we don't have Amazon.
You don't have?
That's true.
Don't
it's
have
all
Amazon.
You don't
yeah.
have.
Oh, I'm sorry for you guys.
So if Amazon was introduced here, we're gonna make Jeff Bezos so that's more why, richer.
That's why whenever I order something from Amazon, I get it shipped to my brother in the U.S.
Oh, and I see.
It's a workaround.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, we're gonna try it.
Let's try it. And Crucible has a PvE aspect, so you know, I don't know, man. They should just make it full PvE, and then I will really play it.
It's just an MMO now. At this point,
where's the
Warframe
gameplay?
Warframe
is pretty fun.
Well,
yeah, Warframe is.
And Destiny also worked up well.
Yeah, I played some Warframe.
So. Destiny also.
And there's
four of us can play Crucible at once. Four of us together.
Which free to play?
Why not?
Yeah. Let me know if you guys are jumping in. Mm-hmm. Then let's play together.
I think it's a matter of like let Freak know when you're done downloading.
Yeah, exactly. I feel that way too.
Yeah, sure.
Yes, Ron. Do it, Ron.
No. For the meantime, let's just we'll just have to meme it all out, and maybe we can just watch some streams of Crucible. To get the feel of it.
15 gigabytes? I'm in.
Yep.
Not like another game that's 90 gigabytes.
Oh, I thought you were talking Artifact. About the recently recent GTA.
I am talking about it.
Didn't they release another game?
Civilization 6.
Civ 6.
Are we playing Civ 6?
Oh, we don't want to do that, do we?
You mean, are we going to no-life it? There's no playing Civ 6. The game plays you.
Yeah, it's like, we'll play the whole day. Basically, no one... The longest turn you can take is like 1 minute.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys have downloaded the game already, but I already have the game.
In Apple.
You bought it.
Is it cross? Is it cross-play? Like, if I have it, on, if I get the Epic one?
Yeah, on Steam?
Steam, can you play with Civ on Epic?
I don't think so.
Not. And you guys probably have all the expansions, right? You guys have all the expansions?
On I'm not sure. Epic? I'm not sure, actually.
Yeah.
They probably were not giving the expansions. You're going to have to shell out money for it.
So maybe. I was watching. I know I sent this video over, and I don't know if Red watched it. Commentator video from Linus Tech Tips.
Oh.
Yeah. 20,000 USD. So he built the PC, right? Everything. He had SLI on 2080 Supers. It's crazy. And then he had a Threadripper, and then he played Civ 6, and he only had 50 FPS.
Oh man, it's so unoptimized.
But if you zoom in, like the models of the characters look better than Dota 2.
Oh, dang. That's crazy. Son.
The graphics are maxed out.
50 FPS, man. I'm definitely undertold for this.
Like if you zoom out, like obviously it's gonna be like, you know, it's gonna be terrible because there's a lot of stuff moving around.
And the entire Civ 6. With the all entire... the expansions, cost over $100. It's crazy.
Dude, just get it on Epic, dude.
Epic should be the base game, most probably.
Yeah, it's just the base game on Epic.
Ah, I thought it was everything.
No.
But it's, I think, deep discounts. There's a lot of deep discounts.
So, we were talking about Crucible. I wanted to talk about a video I watched with Shroud. Right? Because Crucible is a combination between MOBA and FPS, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was kind of thinking what would be the next, you know, crossover and the next kind of esport competitive game. And he said FPS and RTS.
FPS and...
Yeah. So he said, how's that gonna work? He said like kind of Star Wars Battlefront, where it's like 30 versus 30. And there's like a commander.
Yeah, it's been done before. There's this game called Nuclear Dawn.
Nuclear Dawn.
Yeah, earlier games like I think a very good example that everyone would know of is Savage, but Savage is third person, but there's a first person element as well. So how these games happen is that you have a, yeah, it is exactly what you described. You have a commander that's building you buildings, researching technologies for you, mm-hmm. and you as the player get access to all this stuff that your commander has researched or built.
Mm-hmm.
And they can build like small little outposts. So there was one really popular one. There was I think it was Aliens versus Humans or something.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot the name, but Nuclear Dawn is a good starting point. So I played Nuclear Dawn competitively for a few months before mm-hmm. the community died, and it was really fast paced, and if your team had good.
Chemistry.
People who are just basically good people, good players at FPS, you basically won the game already. because through skill alone, you outclass the enemy.
Mm-hmm. Because
you can't do much strategizing if you are dead all the time.
So, that's true.
Yeah. It won't be that kind of sick, you know. I know we queue a lot of CSGO recently, right? Like, you queue as five and then you're a squad, and then there are six other squads. Mm. Then you just kind of go at it. I think that's kind of cool.
They did that as well before with Battlefield.
Oh, yeah. Like...
Battlefield, they did that where there's a squad base in Battlefield, but it's mostly like a smaller portion. Like, you can have the recon. Set decons and everything where you can spawn. So basically, the recons.
Yeah.
They serve as
a
spawn point.
Yeah. You like it. You know what else I like? More Riot stuff being released. As long as they keep putting out good games, I'm all in, you know? Valorant and Wild Rift announced here. Southeast Asia. Philippines.
Yes.
Soon. June.
You
know how soon June is?
Valorant is
it's in 2 weeks.
Yeah, for Valorant, it's general Southeast Asia, but for Wild Rift, it was they specifically stated Philippines for the
and
beta.
And Brazil, right? Yeah, and Brazil.
Yeah, for Southeast Asia, it's Philippines.
Yeah.
They wanted that Mobile Legends pie.
I mean, honestly, the only reason why ML... has such a big community is because there's no League of Legends.
That's true.
On the cell phones.
Yeah.
So once there's League and cell phones.
And come on, ML was inspired from League, right? So. Well, I can't say inspired, but.
It's very similar.
They were sued. Yeah, they were sued.
And
Riot won and settled, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, they ripped off from League. So
yeah, but they couldn't cease and desist them, which is the ultimate nod to the fact that ML has its own ideas that Riot cannot shut down. So
that's true.
Unlike these other games that we're about to talk about, I think.
Short-lived. So yeah, a bit of backstory here. When we finished recording last week's episode. I think a day after I saw the news that Ubisoft is suing Google and Apple for allowing a game that's basically a carbon copy of Rainbow Six Siege, which is called Area F2, to be released. We actually got the press release from them to be promoted, but I don't think we promoted it since our Rainbow Six people, like Black and Blue, everyone felt really strongly against it.
I remember watching the release the trailer for this too.
Also, they didn't pay for the press release.
Oh, shady. It was a shame too. It looked really good. It looked really good because it looked like R6.
So yeah, that was like a week ago, and then yesterday, when we were gathering news to talk about for Nerd Stuff, Freak dropped the Area F2 is now discontinued. It's like, oh, that was fast. We didn't even get to, you know, kick it a little bit. It just died.
Yeah, we didn't get to overwatch it.
Feels bad, man.
Yeah, the Overwatch anniversary is on right now, by the way.
Yeah, it's on. We talked about it last week. But yeah, anyone going in? I think there's...
This goes to show you how nobody really cares about watching this podcast.
No one on this podcast cares.
Holy shit.
You know what? Yeah, I have unopened Overwatch
loot boxes.
Figmas.
You're becoming a statue collector now, huh, Ron?
No, that I've always been an action figure collector. That's the thing. I'm just not very vocal about it. But I've always been.
And
you
used to professionally make figures for other people?
Yes, custom action figures. One is a 12. One is a 12 scale. So yeah, that used to be my hobby before esports. So I still collect every now and then. Mostly now it's just basically Kamen Rider stuff. But I still have like Figma stuff, basically, because they were like pending before, and I got them.
I thought you hated Figmas.
I hated that they are non-scale.
Figmas are for casual, for real collectors.
No, they're actually for real. They're actually if you want the high resale value, I think Figma is one of the high resale value. If you're a reseller, they're one of the. So for I did like what they did for Overwatch. So I think I still have a Zenyatta and a D.Va, which is unopened.
Can I buy it from you?
Ooh. Why?
I don't know. I want
the. No, the reason why it's unopened. I think I told Jen Afrik why it's unopened, because I recently moved and I haven't had any space for any of them. So most of the stuff that I got are still unopened.
Do Figmas have exaggerated proportions, or are they true to scale?
This is why he hates it.
No, that's why I hate Figma, because they're not strictly 1:12. For example, some of their other, if you collect only Figma, they will all differ in size.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, because... I'm also talking about like other boobs bigger.
No.
Is the waist bigger?
No, I mean they're exactly like the character. But for example, if you compare like Overwatch
that's a relief.
Their Dota 1 is really small. The Dota Figmas are really, really small in scale. Like,
so the Figma universe does not keep track of their own scale.
Yeah, so internally they are non-scale.
I see.
I want more figures now. Thanks, Ron.
No, I used to work for a branch of MapleStory, and they offered to get us basically this statue that you cannot obtain. It's an unobtainable statue, but at the time it cost like $450, and I just couldn't afford it, man. And now the statue is worth like a few thousand. I was like, you know,
it's always like that especially for limited statues. Like even the Mirana statue by Art Germ.
Yeah. Dude, that's so expensive. What the fuck?
I mean, it costs a lot more now.
And there was period of time I was working with working for League of Legends Singapore. They had like just a bunch of Azrael statues that were sitting around in a storeroom. Like they were worth nothing. And one statue is worth like a few thousand dollars.
Damn, you should have just taken one. You wouldn't have noticed.
We eventually gave them away and we were scolded because they were supposed to be worth a lot and we just gave them away like they were nothing. I mean, they felt like they were nothing because they were just hanging around in the storeroom. So.
Even the early days of Dota, when they partnered with Weta, the replicas, there's actually a butterfly replica, a Vanguard replica. Mm.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, those cost a lot.
Are those really collectible though?
They're replicas. Nice. So basically,
it's like fashion, right? Mm. It doesn't matter if it looks like crap. Like, the people that know.
Yeah, right. The replicas look nice because they're made by Weta. They're the ones who created the props for Lord of the Rings.
Ooh. now I want to watch Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, it's hard to collect, right? You need actually have a house.
You need to have a house because
it's huge, man.
Yeah, basically, if you buy the Vanguard, you're gonna have a shield.
Yeah,
in your house.
Yeah. Good luck talking to your lady friend about it. You know?
I mean, there's...
I went to a weapon shop in Singapore, right? A collectible weapon shop where they had like replica muskets and replica great swords, mm-hmm. and the butterfly was as big as a cutlass.
Oh,
like,
man.
Oh yeah, there's no way it's gonna fit in my HDB, my modest 3-room HDB. There's no way it's gonna fit.
There's also this I think for statues, Sideshow is the one that's notorious for making really big statues. They have like I think a Galactus that is about the same size, the same height as a 10-year-old or 9-year-old.
What? That's crazy. Yeah.
You know, Ron, would your magnum opus be a life size statue?
Life-size statue of Galactus.
No way.
No, what is the one
bigger than a planet?
As tall, big as a planet. Yeah, that's taller than the Statue of Liberty.
Basically. Yeah, for sure.
Hack the world.
Yeah.
The power of worlds, man.
Then it's actually him. All right, I think we will save the figurine talk for another time, you know, when we don't have a lot of news to cover. But that's it for this episode, for Nerd Stuff, episode 23 on the C-Sport Media Group.
Hey.
Got it all in there.
Hey.
Yeah, lots of fun here on the podcast. Of course, you know, the usual ad spots are still available. Give us anything. Give us a mouse pad. We'll split into four and we'll split it among ourselves.
Wait, how? What?
Can you imagine you like cutting the mouse pad into
four pieces.
Four pieces, and basically it turns into a coaster.
Hey, see?
Hey, at least you have a coaster, and we can use it for our coffee.
Our coffee, yeah.
Yeah, well, you guys can. I don't drink coffee.
Oh no.
You can drink your alcohol and put it on a coaster.
All right, that sounds more accurate. All right, friends, thank you so much for listening to Nerd Stuff, episode 23. On May 23. See you guys next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.